Now joining us as we get set for Canada's Nations League match this weekend against French Guyana is Canadian men's international, a well-decorated, maybe the most decorated Canadian men's player, also plays with Beşiktaş in the Turkish League. He is Atiba Hutchinson. Thanks for doing this, Atiba. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We're great. How you doing? We got the best spell of weather of the year so far. You enjoying it? Taking the time to enjoy Vancouver?
It's been great. The weather's been amazing. Timing has been great. So it's always nice coming into Vancouver. I've been here a few times. I think the last time was about 3 years ago. But yeah, it's a great city. You know, it's a lot to do here. And like I said, it's a nice place to be. And we're just looking forward to, you know, getting out there and getting this game on the way.
Well, as a guy who's been playing overseas for a number of years now, you play your club soccer, obviously, in Istanbul with Beşiktaş. What does it mean to play in your backyard in Canada when you get a chance?
It's always special, you know, coming home, and it's kind of, you look forward to it for months. So to get here and to know that, you know, we've got the fans coming out for us like they always do there. They're supporting us, giving us everything, and just representing your country. It means a lot. So we all, really enjoy coming home, playing in Canada, wherever it may be. But obviously, Vancouver is always a very nice place to come and play, and we get great support out here.
How are you feeling right now? And how's training going? Are you keeping all the young bucks on the team in line?
Well, in a sense, I'm trying to. but these guys are, they've got so much talent. I don't really need to do much to have them in line. They've all got great attitudes. Everybody's in it for the right reasons, and we're pretty much all on the same page. So, and apart from that, yeah, I'm feeling good. It's been getting better and better for me over this season. I'm just enjoying my football, really. So. I'm excited to be here. Our first session has gone very well. We'll have another one today, but things have been going good. And like I said, I can't wait to get on the pitch and get the game going.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Atiba Hutchinson, Canadian Soccer International, and will be playing against French Guiana with Canada this upcoming Sunday at BC Place Stadium. Atiba, you mentioned some of the young players on the team. Obviously, you've played alongside Alphonso Davies, Jonathan David, Balu Tabla, just to name a couple. There's some real optimism around this Canadian team now, especially the young players. As the wily vet on this team, how do you see the future of Canadian soccer?
Oh, it's so bright. We haven't seen this kind of talent, I don't think, ever. And to have them in so many numbers, and, a lot of these guys are playing with some good clubs and getting regularly first-team football. So, that's very important, especially at that young age for your development. And not only that, they've got the, they're confident. They really trust in themselves, they believe in themselves, and that's something that, that Canada's needed for a very long time. So, the future looks so good for us, and I hope we can just continue to build off what we've been doing, have the right mindset, and, make big things happen for this country.
Well, it's such a young team, of course. Your role is important as well as that veteran, that mentorship role. I had a chance to chat with your teammate Sam Adekubi, just talking about what you mean to the team, and he talks about you playing at a high level in Europe and giving those guys hope that they can do that as well. How do you like this mentorship role that you do have on this team?
I'm enjoying it. I know a lot of the guys in some ways, appreciate what I've done and just that I'm still involved and helping out in any way that I can. So that's all I can really say. That's what I want to do. I want to give as much as I can, for these young guys, for the country. I had some time just to think about what I wanted to do in terms of international football, and in the end, I spoke to the coach and just decided just to just keep going with it, and as long as I'm still feeling okay, just give what I can, to this team, to this country. The Gold Cup will be, a good time for myself and for the team. Hopefully it can go very well, but that's what I can do really for me as a player and just to guide these guys in the right way, any way I can. I'm not the most talkative guy, but I just try to be as much as a mentor as I can.
Is that the legacy you hope to leave behind after just what has been such a fantastic career?
Well, yeah, for sure. haven't had too much success with the national team. So, I think my career has gone, you know, very well. And like I said, I just do anything and in any way that I can help out with these guys is what's important for me. And at the same time, I'm still enjoying it and really love, you know, representing my country every time.
We know there's been a lot of tough times with the national team through your career. Why has it always been so important for you to commit and stay committed to the national team when we know other Canadian internationals in the past maybe didn't have it as big a priority?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, Canada has given me so much. This country and the national team has helped me get to where I am, you know, and it's always been, you know, something that I want to do back for or give back to, you know, to the country. So I'm very grateful for, you know, the opportunities that I've had with the national team, and in any way that I can, you know, continue to give back to them, I'll always do so. It always holds a special place for me in my heart.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Tibo Hutchinson, Canadian international, and of course, legend with Istanbul's Beşiktaş in the Turkish Soccer League. Tibo, you know, your contract at Beşiktaş runs out in June. There have been rumblings that you may be taking, going for retirement after the Gold Cup. Is that true?
Well, it's in my head. Yeah, it's a thought. I said it the other day. I'm just enjoying my football right now. I just want to take it one day at a time. My body's been feeling a lot better than it's been in the past. I've been dealing with, you know, some pain here and there, and you know, I'm just feeling good. I'm in a good space right now. So let's see how it goes, in the summer. But that was kind of the thought, you know, just to go into the Gold Cup. Hopefully we, you know, get that, you know, the championship. We can win it. It'd be a great way to walk out. But we still got some time, so I'll give it a little bit more thought.
How do you feel looking ahead to the Gold Cup? I mean, you've seen a lot of coaches come through here. What's different about John Herdman? And I know you talked about the talent about the team already, but it's still a young, inexperienced squad for the most part. How do you feel going into the Gold Cup, the chances, and how John Herdman has the team feeling as well?
Well, he's been very good at getting everybody in, you know, on the same page and really trusting in ourselves, you know, believing in ourselves. He's a coach that really he's really, you know, strong on details, and we've been working on every little detail, and I think that's important for us and really forming an identity, and that's what we're here doing. So he's got people in a good place right now and believing in ourselves, trusting each other, and I think that's important for us right now. There's so much, you know, young players, and giving these young players, the opportunities to play, you know, here for the national team, that's important. So he's really building something good here.
Tiba, you know, you're in Vancouver, so we got to ask you about Alphonso Davies. You've played with him at the international level. Obviously, due to injury, he's going to be not playing this weekend. But when you've played with him, what have you noticed? You've played against some of the best players on the planet in the Champions League and the Turkish League. Right. What do you see in Alphonso?
Yeah, I mean, you can't talk enough about him. He's he expresses himself. He enjoys football. Just watching him on the pitch, he glides everywhere. It's so hard to get close to him. You know, he's got, you know, great ball control. He's always got his head up, looking forward. And in the past, you haven't seen that, I don't think, from anybody in Canada. And you know, his age, it speaks a lot for how much he has to come. The potential is there, and the sky's the limit for him. He's playing at one of the biggest clubs in the world, and that's only gonna, you know, continue to help his development. It's great to play alongside this guy, and I think his future is gonna be, you know, a very special future for him.
Atiba, we appreciate the time today, and I know I speak for many Canadian soccer fans when I say thank you for all you've given the country and continue to give through this game on Sunday and through the Gold Cup this summer and potentially beyond that as well. Appreciate it, Atiba, and have the best of luck on Sunday.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Sportsnet 650.